Quartone's bottle rocket guns.
Oh, they're
AKA bottles?
No. He came in and it was Kanicki's first time up at the cabin. And Don goes, greatest adventure since sliced bread. And he brings out these Z-shaped like chunks from a kid's like folding chair. And so, you know, it just goes, whoop, whoop, whoop. So
yep.
straight, 90 degree angle, then straight out the other way. And yeah, you just stick a bottle rocket in the end, light it, and then point it at someone. He's like, this is how we get rid of seagulls at the dump. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you have bottle rockets at the dump? Like, that's awesome.
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, I think we were like 9 at the time, shooting shit at each other. Good times.
Like you do.
Thank you.
Up north.
Though this would actually be a good time for us to start the show, now that we've gotten back into the energy and thrill of things. So,
oh, yes.
Dave, Mai, thank you for joining us for episode 88 of the Buffering Podcast.
88 miles per hour.
And this week we have our soothing white noise in the background, as it is a little bit hot in the studio.
When you said 88 miles per hour, first thing I thought of was like Huey Lewis.
Ah, yes.
That's the power of love.
So, yes, we had the soothing Huey Lewis in the news.
I went to Gigawatts.
1.2 Gigawatts.
Gigawatt?
Oh, yeah.
That's a recurring theme in my life right now. Huey Lewis in the news.
I was going to say Robot Chicken for the.
The Gigawatts is Robot Chickens.
Did you watch American Psycho recently?
No.
Oh.
No. It just kept coming up at Reveler Camp over the weekend.
Oh, okay. I think Huey Lewis and the News have a great new sound. It really brightens my day. Hatchet to or fire axe to the skull. What a great and twisted movie.
Spoiler alert.
Oops.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's been out over 20 years.
Yeah, that's long enough, so.
Stetch. Yeah.
Though I didn't see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
You should see it.
I don't think I've seen it either, actually.
Oh, it's...
Like, I know of it.
It's completely fucked up.
Wait, is that the one starring Christian Bale?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I have seen that one.
Yeah.
I've seen a music video that was an adaptation and reduced, you know, length of that.
It's a good movie. I highly recommend it.
I know it has business cards in it.
Yeah. Yes, and he gets all pissed off because someone else has better business cards than him.
And a watermark.
Yeah.
I was reading a book that referenced that today.
Graphic designers beware.
Huh. Everything is connecting together so flowingly.
I know, what the hell.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yay,
So to throw a wrench into things.
Yes.
Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee has just released a trailer for season 2.
Ooh.
Awesome. And do we know who's going to be on?
Chris Rock, Sarah Silverman, Dave Letterman.
Wow.
Seth Meyers. I think those are the ones I recognize right off the top of the bat.
It's almost the entire cast of The Thin Pink Line.
Could be.
You never know.
And then I know in at least one of them, he runs out of gas. And in another one, they get pulled over.
Nice.
So, a couple things to look forward to. And I believe it starts on June 13th.
Neat.
So.
Okay.
That's cool. You can go on Crackle and see the trailer.
Crackle.
Mr. Seinfeld, where did you get all these GoPro heroes?
No, like the cop walks up. He's like, is this car yours? He's like, no. Because it isn't.
What is the deal with all these GoPros?
But going back to something else that we had mentioned as well, Tron Uprising and Magic School Bus are also available on Netflix.
Among many other awesome cartoons, Cartoon Network tossed up a shit potload of their original cartoons as well, like Johnny Bravo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those came up a bit ago.
Yeah, about a month ago. I'm behind on the times. I was out in California since... what the hell was that?
Squirrels.
Fair enough. Basically the beginning of February, and so Netflix became my only means of watching television and watching movies and whatnot. So mm-hmm. I was a strictly Netflix fellow for 4 months, and holy crap, why did Arrested Development have to come out like right before I left? Because I was like, no, I must see people one more time, or I could watch another episode.
I guess I could binge just a little bit more.
Yeah. I only got to watch the first couple episodes, but really cool, and you know, I'm glad that that worked out well for Netflix.
Yeah.
So.
Though they did just add Mystery Men too.
Yes.
I saw that.
What a great
that
movie.
That was exciting. Though, they also added Hercules.
Yep, and Xena.
Kevin Sorbo.
No, Disney.
Oh, yes.
Kevin Sorbo and Lucy Lawless and Hercules.
Never got into either of those ever.
Support your hometown boy.
But he was from...
Mound.
Yeah.
Close enough. People are still proud of Prince and Bob Dylan from Minnesota.
The girl who is starring currently as Cinderella on Broadway is from Eagan and was in the Children's Theater Company here. And she had her first kiss with her current husband while starring in the Children's Theater edition of Aladdin.
That's weird.
That's cute. A weird amount of detail.
Really cute.
Thank you, Star Tribune, for that information.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to know that about somebody.
And the guy who's playing the prince in Cinderella was in the first class of the Guthrie Theater / U of M BFA program.
So wow.
He's really old?
I don't know.
Not go Minnesota.
I don't know how old the program is, so I'm just kind of making generalizations and guesses.
Fair enough.
And things.
Yes. Also, I did gain some experience with the Amazon Prime streaming system. My roommate was subscribed to that. Very odd because, you know, Doctor Who is available on both.
Yes.
And so it was one of those things where, you know, you can watch the old catalog for free on the Amazon Prime streaming, but, you know, you could buy the new episodes.
Right.
As they were coming out. And I gotta say, like, I mean, he had fast internet, but Netflix was still kicking Amazon's ass as far as streaming quality went.
I've had that problem with Amazon.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because I'm like, well, Amazon, you know, it's a big ass company. Like, you know, I was kind of expecting a little bit more, and I was a little disappointed.
And their interface is crap.
Yeah, I did not.
It's Amazon.
Yeah,
that's really their interface.
Yep.
So, and you'd think. I mean, Amazon also has Audible, which is the ebooks or the audiobooks, I should say.
Yeah.
And that interface is actually pretty nice because they are treating themselves as an offshoot. Like, it's Audible and Amazon company.
Yeah.
And I think that Amazon Prime should go a very similar way so that they can, you know, focus on it a little bit and try to actually put some good effort in there.
Oh, for sure. But it was nice that you could get new shows, you know, in addition. So, you know, you had the old catalog, but, you know, if you wanted to watch a current episode, you could. It was nice to have that option. But Netflix, that's just not their thing.
Yeah.
How much of the old Doctor Who is there on
Amazon? Or Amazon, Netflix? Yeah. On Amazon, it's all the current stuff. So it goes 9, 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
So
they don't have any of the classic, or
I think they have.
They have one of the movies or the multi-parters.
Yeah, they have the specials.
Yeah, they have a lot of the specials on there.
Much like Netflix, they don't have as much as Netflix has, but they're starting to integrate stuff in. And I think they're pushing really hard. It seemed like to get more out there before the 50th anniversary special.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've been. The reason I ask is because I've been catching up on some of the classic Doctor Who, just to legitimize my Whovian status.
Yes.
A little bit further. And, it's just... It's really interesting to see how different the Doctor was as a character when they were first starting out this show. Because, you know, the first Doctor, he... Like, the special that they have on Netflix from the first Doctor's tenure is... It's the Aztecs, and he's like... A couple steps above a bungling idiot, I feel like. It's because he's making all these rudimentary mistakes, and...
I thought the Aztecs would speak French!
Oh, crap, the door closed, and now he's trapped in there. What have I done?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one through... the first through the third Doctor... was out. It was one of those things. They were still figuring out what the hell the story was about.
Yeah,
they were like, hey, let's make this a continual thing. Let's make this a, you know, really solid, you know, universe. And all of a sudden, you know, you go from, you know, the first Doctor to, was it Colin Baker? Tom Baker's 4. Colin Baker was 2, wasn't he?
Oh,
Colin Baker looked. He was the time hobo, basically.
Yeah,
he had the flop hair and yeah. everything. But it was one of those things where, you know, all the way up to Tom Baker, all of a sudden, you know, Tom came in and, you know, he had the longest run, you know, and people were like, holy shit.
And another way to contextualize how it differs from now is the Nerdist has their TV program on BBC,
mm-hmm.
and they play a game on there called BBCnit, where they have guests on the show guess whether some of the titles that they read off and describe are real BBC shows or stuff that they just made up. And most of the time, the ones that they think are just made up are real BBC shows. Because they're just like, that's too weird, and it just doesn't make any sense. And it's kind of like that, you know, why the Doctor would be a bumbling idiot, or very likely a bumbling idiot character to start, would kind of follow that same logic. It's like, his name's Doctor, but he can't really figure out everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And BBC's funny people.
Oh, yes.
That's weird why they folk. Steal. That's why we steal their shows.
All the time.
Basically.
Yep. I make crappy American versions.
I did dig that they started putting up the Blackadder specials on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
They have Blackadder's Christmas special, which is one of the weirdest Christmas specials you'll ever watch because it's not a feel good one. It's a watch him go from being the most generous, kind man to being the asshole that you know.
Well, that's totally in the style of Blackadder, though. Yeah. I mean, that's perfect.
I don't know. I think the Adventure Time Christmas special was one of the weirdest I've ever seen, because it just, like, didn't really make any sense at all.
Yeah. I always equate it to, like, the first time I saw the Pee Wee Herman Christmas special with Chaka Khan and everything, where you're like, who the fuck are all these people? Like, yeah. Charo.
Well, if you can track down a copy of the Star Wars holiday special from the 70s.
With Crunchy, the
yep.
Wookiee.
And Life Day. Lumpy, I think.
There was also Crunchy.
Lumpy and Crunchy.
There and and B. Arthur was the barmaid. There you go, man. Come on. I threw you a Golden Girls reference. There we go.
I was distracted thinking about that tap dancing child from A Christmas Story's Broadway show.
She is still caught on the Tonys from two nights ago.
Ah.
That kid was freaking amazing. So much tapping.
Speaking of Sunday night, it's going to be another like 8 months until we get more Game of Thrones.
But only another like 4 months until... No, 5 months until Doctor Who.
That's
right,
true.
Right around Thanksgiving.
That's true. And it's going to be a...
50th anniversary special.
A whopper of an episode.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of a...
Appropriate screaming.
That was my inner fangirl squeeing.
No!
It'd be nice if Christopher Eccleston could be a good sport and make an appearance too.
But he won't be. But you know how cool it would be if all of a sudden, like, there was just, like, a snippet, like, him running through camera or something?
That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe if your fangirls would write him a note.
They were able to enable that, essentially, in the last episode.
Well,
they
referenced him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it wasn't those actors running around.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, they were like, oh, there's Eccleston, there's Baker, there's, you know, the other Baker, there's everybody. Yeah.
Why is that guy carrying celery?
I don't want to say anything that'll spoil that one, but it's a great episode. But I remember watching it. My roommate and I made the mistake of going, well, we could wait a day and it'd be streaming, or we could download it off of Amazon Prime right now. And it was like 11 o'clock at night and we were both just dog tired. We sat there watching it. And at the end, both of us were like, what the fuck? We have to wait till November to find out what the hell's going on.
As per usual.
Damn you, Professor Broom.
Was the guy who had his name on the screen and showed up at the end of the episode?
Johnny Hurt.
Yeah.
John Hurt. He played Professor Broom in the Hellboy movies.
Okay.
I was trying to keep it vague, but never mind.
Yeah. Well, he's a name that appears at the end. That's
all. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still keeping it vague, but my next question would have made it less vague. But anyway, let's move on.
Later.
Yes, indeed. We'll find out in November. Dan, do we have any more news to cover?
No, well, that's not true. We were talking about Hulu last week, where three different companies are offering $1 billion to buy Hulu from Comcast and Sony and whatever. So another one of the bidders has been identified as AT&T.
Wow.
Okay.
So, oh, there's my list. It's all the way over there.
You Hold have on. A list?
I did research.
Ooh, look at you, Mr. Research Man. Being all researchy.
So it's Yahoo, AT&T, Time Warner, Guggenheim, and then William Morris, among others.
So with Yahoo in this list, does that just continue their attemptive empire of trying to figure out what's hip and why young people don't use them as a search engine? Because they bought Tumblr.
Yes, I do remember that, and I hate them for it, because anytime I want to use Tumblr, I have to, it keeps asking if I want to use a Yahoo account, or if I want to use a Google account, which is a really weird, like, I appreciate that I can use Google there, but it's still
stupid.
It's like
stupid. They're trying to filter you over to signing just, into another account.
They're doing their job, they're going... maybe we can get a couple people.
Well, no, it would be so much easier if... Well, okay, so my big complaint is when I do that, say, on a mobile device, you click on a button that says switch to Google, and then on there you have to sign into your Google one, and then when it bounces you back in order to log you in, the system breaks down and you have to restart it and try again. Boo. Sometimes it works, most of the time it doesn't.
See, in early internet, you know, way back before Google... I did have a Yahoo account.
Me too.
For
Earthlink.
My email.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, their spam filter was just so horrible.
Yeah.
And not just spam, but then your account, no matter how often you changed your password,
would
it seemed
get
like
hacked.
It always got hacked. And then Google came out and said, okay, we'll offer unlimited message space. And... at that point, I was using my email really as the early version of Dropbox.
Oh, okay.
Where I would
send it to
email
yourself,
myself
yeah, I
projects.
Did that too. Yeah.
Because flash drives were still out of my price range
expensive.
At that point. But my Google account was free, and so I could email myself the paper that I was working on for English, work on it at school,
right.
Email it back to myself, and just delete the old file. And really, it was... the early version of the cloud.
I remember in sixth grade asking Devin Tierstig to set up a Yahoo account for me, and he misunderstood what I'd asked for as an email. For some reason, I wanted "yeah man," and then a number, but he left out the H, so it was "yay man."
Yeah, man, 420.
Sixth grade Dan thought it was cool for some reason.
I can't say shit. My first email address was superdave1234life.
I don't remember what my first email address was. I just know it was with Yahoo.
I'm not saying who mine was with because I'm a little embarrassed. I also have had DaveDevil411.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody wants to hunt Dave down.
Yeah, through defunct email addresses.
Well, mine... I think one of the first I had was actually AdMan7. So that's lived on in a couple of different...
So like, man, that's still the one you have.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I was trying to think of old screen names, too.
Seamus Darko?
Seamus Darko was one of them.
Yeah.
I think I may have also had Seamus Esquire.
Yes, you did have that one in college. Or...
Yeah.
I may have revised that one.
TV Zone Dan Whalen.
Well, yeah, that one. Yeah, that was my last one before I stopped using it.
Yeah, I don't use AIM anymore. Not for like 5 years.
I'm taking you off my buddy
Though
list.
At the same time, it's almost like a screen name was your original Twitter name.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
My screen name has
never
lived
changed.
On.
Yeah, yours. Yeah.
From middle school, and it has just traveled with any social media.
Yeah.
That I've had, whether it be LiveJournal, Zanga.
I wonder if... Fuck, LiveJournal.
Yeah.
I wonder if mine's still up there.
Live Journal still exists. I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it went away, and come to find out it's as active as ever.
Zanga.
Does Zanga still exist?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's still around.
Oh, you know what? I think they might be on Kickstarter trying to raise money to keep their servers active. I saw something recently. I think it was them.
Just let it die.
Zanga, you know, missed what LiveJournal has been able to do, which is LiveJournal seems to be more active not in personal blogging, but connecting people. And
it became a blog MySpace.
Well, it's more of that group MySpace with both fan fiction and helpful links to streaming sources of your favorite show.
Sorry, can I just put this out there? Amazon is now publishing fan fiction. Did any of you hear about this?
I did hear about this.
Yeah. Is it through the Amazon On Demand Publish Now?
Kinda, but like they're like tracking down popular fanfic artists, like writers and whatnot.
So we will soon get the new version of Twilight.
Yeah, pretty much. But like they're buying fan fiction and shit. It's just like, oh no. No.
That's an interesting development.
On May 31st, Zanga announced that it may be closing down its doors if it does not raise $65,000 by July 15th.
Damn.
And that's basically you can donate money and get a pay-for membership or something.
Oh, like a premium account or something?
I guess.
Lame.
And they should just let it die.
Yeah.
Let it go.
I mean, things just transition so much so quickly anyway. Like, Zynga, the game developer, is already cutting a lot of people, even though it kind of had that peak there for a moment and a half with Farmville.
And then...
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then they tried to do a bunch of other Facebook games, and it's not doing as well.
What?
Well, they have Avengers Alliance to compete with.
Thinking about what LiveJournal's done with just really building that chat, you know, kind of message thing, I've become a big fan of tweet chats. I don't know if any of you have participated in one.
I heard.
No.
So there's a website, tweetchat.com, which will interface your Twitter handle and automatically add a hashtag to it, you know, whatever you are tweeting, so it knows which chat room you're in, basically. And you follow, it's a way to live stream various hashtags. And there are social network groups and almost like the live networking organizations. And the one I do is the National Trust does the Built Heritage chat every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of every month from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. And they do it as a Q&A, and it's just a way to build connections across both the country and the world with different people. And it's now become something, they're popular enough that when you go to a conference for a various topic, people are now on their name tag writing their Twitter handle. And then, so you end up meeting the people you've been tweeting with for months or years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way to bring conversations that you'd normally have around a dinner table or over coffee into the internet and really get other people's feedback.
It's also kind of like a multifaceted Reddit AMA.
Yeah, it's an amalgamation of all these different things. But what I like about it is it's using the Twitter interface that so many people already have on their phone or on their desktop, so you don't have to seek out another website to log into or another thing to do.
Wow.
Cool.
That's pretty neat.
It is. And there's...
What's the website again? Just
tweetchat.com. And you have to authorize it to get into your Twitter account because then it'll post for you.
Sure.
And what's nice is it counts down the number of characters, but it takes out what the hashtag will be because
so
you don't run into the issue of
141. No. Yeah.
The only downside is the interface isn't quite right for retweeting because it then tries to retweet the hashtag twice because it's already in the message.
Oh yeah, because you can't change that. Okay.
So you have to do some edits, or I usually just then have my actual account open and retweet directly from my account, not through their interface.
This goes back to Twitter and Facebook linking up with various things. Netflix had the thing of that you could link, you know, you could share what you're doing and whatnot.
Yeah.
I did that for like a week, and then I just got really annoyed because I was like, oh, Dave watched The Amazing Spider-Man. Dave watched Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. Dave watched, and I'm just like, maybe I don't want to be sharing this because I look like a creepy guy who watches nothing but cartoons, which I watch more than just cartoons. Not a lot, but
the cartoons you watch are part of your work.
It's true. Reference. But I was just wondering if
I've found one friend on there so far, one other person who's done that, and it's interesting to see what she's watching because just like a weird array of kid shows because she has a 6-month-old and like weird National Geographic neo-Nazi documentaries.
Fair
enough.
You can
easily judge people based on what gets loaded on.
Exactly. So I've actually been slightly more mindful about whether or not I will give things a chance for fear that people will see that I've watched it.
Wow.
I'm paranoid enough about what's in my recently watched
queue
thank God Netflix doesn't have porn.
I'm not really interested in linking it to Facebook now.
And
just thinking about it more, you know.
Plus, my parents use my account.
For what you guys are saying.
I also am conservative that way, too.
Every so often, it's like, wow, Dan's watching a lot of Frasier. Holy shit.
I actually tried to give it a chance, and it didn't take.
Frasier?
Yeah.
I still like it. David Tide Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
That actually happened when my family had Netflix, and my brother, who's in college, wanted to watch stuff, and we said, well, it's on Netflix streaming. He's like, I don't want to pay for Netflix. And I said, just use our account. But we forgot to tell my dad that we gave my brother the password. So then he's like, who the hell is watching all of these Disney movies? My brother said, it reminds me of home because my sister has them on, and it's just background noise. And my dad was confused and then suggested other movies that we should be watching.
Yeah.
My folks use my Netflix subscription every once in a while. And the first movie they watched was The King's Speech, which is an excellent choice. But the second one was some kind of workplace informational drama-ish thing, movie that I would never watch. But Netflix keeps asking me to rate it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you watched this movie. What did you think of it? And I keep just closing the window. Next time I come onto Netflix, there it is again. Close the window.
I made the mistake of on April 1st, for April Fool's Day, they had documentaries about dramatic ballets based on William Shatner's music career. And there's one feature about that, and I watched it because it was awesome. You know, it talks all about Has Been, his album.
That he did
with Ben Folds.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it has like Henry Rollins in it, and it talks about like his career and, you know, how he, you know, everybody viewed his singing career as a joke, and how he actually wanted to do something fun with this one instead of just being dicked around. And to this day, like it's been over a month now, and it's still like, hey, you watch this one? You want to watch this other ballet movie? It's cool. It's like, no, just go away. I didn't know there were that many versions of a swan song.
Hey, we know how much you like ballet movies, so...
Well, and that was...
Never mind all the cartoons you've been watching.
It does.
Amazon kind of fixed that problem back when you could rate stuff on Amazon easily without having to write a review.
Well, you can still do that with Netflix. You can do
with Netflix, but Amazon... There's, especially if you buy things from them, there used to be a button within the rate this item. You could check the box that said, this was a gift, and then it stops using it to give you ideas of other products to buy.
Ah.
So Netflix should maybe have a I was drunk option or...
I don't know why I watched that many episodes of Thundercats.
My account was hacked.
Yeah. But you know what? This is actually a good time for us to take a commercial break So we'll do that, and then we'll come back and we'll play Movie Bluff.
Ooh. Woo-hoo.
All right.
Yeah.
Body break.
Basically.
Exactly.
Hashtag peeing in the wind.
Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for making it to the halfway point of episode 88, which Adam and I taped on June 11th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with my Preble and Dave Wheeler. I mean, again, you've heard the conversation, you know what's going on, you know that Movie Bluff is coming up, but before we get to that, a couple things that we need to plug quickly. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. We have articles up there, we have photos, we have bonus tracks, archive of all of our episodes. Check that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find Buffering Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook, it's facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. On Twitter, we're at Buffer Podcast. For both of those, follow us, like us. We love you. Thank you very much for following along with us. And stay updated on what's going on with the show, with the website, all that fun stuff. Cool. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. And you can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio by going to stitcher.com or downloading the Stitcher app on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. So there we go, and again, you can hear plenty of ambiance behind me. But here comes Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
All right, so here we are.
Reset up now that we have the photo done. Yep, oh, and then I'm also going to give myself a cheat that I don't really need.
Is that car playing?
Fourth player!
No, apparently.
Yeah. A new challenger has arrived.
That kind of sounded like my car horn, actually.
Zip. Bop. There we go. So now I also have them all written down next to it. So if I hear a bunch at once, I can I heard one of those.
Zip.
Okay, let's practice our buzzers.
Right.
Boop.
Bop.
Zip.
Perfect.
Okay,
So my, yours is...
Moo.
Bop.
Dave, yours is...
Bop.
Adam.
Zip.
Just so the people at home, just in case, if they want to know.
Yeah. Bop, a little less confusing that way.
And start with something that I know was mentioned during the show or something of the like. I will say Mystery Men cast.
Zip.
Adam.
William H. Macy.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Paul Rubin.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
Janine Garofalo.
Movie.
Bop.
Dave.
Oh, okay, never mind, sorry.
You
fucked that one up.
By the way, you also lose a point if you can't.
He gets a bye the first time.
Yeah,
though.
Okay, well, okay. You've been warned.
Okay.
So, Janine Garofalo movie, just in case if anyone can think of anything.
I think she's stumped us before.
That's Alanis Morissette.
That's 5 seconds. Dogma.
What? Oh,
at the beginning,
okay.
She worked in the women's clinic.
Yeah, that's right.
Man. Or what was the other one I was thinking of that was trying to reference? Romy and Michelle's High School.
Bop.
It's already.
Aristocrats.
Yeah. That too.
The round is already over.
Yeah.
That was a quick one.
Bop. It was a good training second and a half. So instead, start with something. Okay. Sarah Michelle Gellar movie.
Bop.
Dave.
Scooby-Doo.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Movie.
What was the name of the... really? I can't think of another... I just saw her in something.
So
we're still on Sarah Michelle Gellar, correct?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Five.
Oh.
Yeah, we were talking about the crazy ones.
Oh, yeah.
We were. I just couldn't think of that title.
Yeah.
We're having some short rounds tonight.
Yeah, woo! Short round.
Short round, yes.
Yay.
Dr. Jones! Dr. Jones!
You don't mess with Dr. Jones! All right. Okay. Well, let's continue.
Yeah, trying to go. By the way, Adam, you have 3. Dave, you have 2. Mayanna, yet to score.
She's working on it.
Yeah.
It's a slow burn.
I'm waiting for a comeback.
Yep, she's.
It's like Dixit, where I almost won.
Oh but yeah,
it took
okay.
Forever to get going.
Dixit's a board game for those of you that don't know what it is.
Check it out; it's fun.
It's amazing. Yeah, and this game is pretty amazing for late comebacks we've discovered so far. So
yeah, people get on tangents and such and
yeah.
Destroy.
Oh yeah.
So I will say, Will Smith movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Men in Black.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
Tony Shalhoub.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Monk.
Movie.
Bob. Zip. Oh. Call it, Dan.
Yeah, it was Zip.
Galaxy Quest.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Tim Allen.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Sigourney Weaver.
Movie.
Bop. No, Moo. Me.
Yep. Yeah. Still got it. Go
that
ahead.
One.
Ghostbusters.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
Dan Aykroyd.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Bill Murray.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
Harold Ramis.
Movie.
Bop.
Dave.
Stripes.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
John Candy.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Cool Runnings.
Movie.
What do I want to say?
Bop.
Hmm.
Uncle Buck.
Cast.
Still haven't seen this one.
Two, 3, 4, 5. Macaulay Culkin was in Uncle Buck.
Okay.
So now it is Adam with 11, Dave with 8, and Mayanna with 1.
Woo!
On the board. Okay, something...
I'm going to be like the twins. It'll take me a while to get going, but I'll win.
I wonder how the twins are doing, by the way.
Last time I checked, the Phillies were up 1-0, but that was like right after I had checked before.
Right.
So I don't know how... See how many buttons you Google... Oh, here we go. They are... Oh, they're up. I'm not going to say anything else because I feel like I'll jinx it otherwise.
Right up.
Cool. Okay.
So as if... Play had continued, Macaulay Culkin movie.
Bop.
Dave.
Home Alone.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
John Candy.
Cast.
Oh, we did get far enough away.
Yeah, we started over, technically.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think of the mom's name.
Why couldn't you have said Home Alone 2?
This is a sequel.
Buzz.
Oh.
Catherine O'Hara.
Oh.
That's who you were thinking of.
Okay.
Oh, Home Alone 2, Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates?
She was the old.
No, she was. No, that wasn't her.
Who's the old pigeon?
The old pigeon lady was the lady from Angels in the Outfield. She always plays like somewhat homely ladies.
The sweet old Irish lady?
Just a gray haired lady. She wasn't really Irish.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of someone else then.
Who made
several appearances on Star Trek series.
But Macaulay Culkin's brother was also in Home Alone, Kieran Culkin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's...
Wasn't he like a little cousin or something?
Yeah, he was and I'm trying to think of Joe Pesci.
Yeah, Joe Pesci. I was thinking, I kept on going, Joe Piscopo. That's not right.
Oh, and...
Damn it, guy who looks like Danny DeVito.
And the bushwhacked guy.
Yeah.
Daniel Stern?
I think so.
Yeah, Daniel Stern.
He'll always be cabin boy to me.
Or Rigma? Was that the name of the pitching coach
Something
that he played?
Like that, yeah.
The guy who keeps getting locked in the closet.
Yeah.
Oh, hilarious. Or the door. Right. So let's see. Something new to start with will be Owen Wilson movie.
Bop.
Dave.
Zoolander.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Ben Stiller.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
David Bowie.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Will Ferrell.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Anchorman.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Steve Carell.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
Paul Rudd.
Cast.
Okay. What's his name? Oh, Buzz. It's on the top of my tongue.
Christina Applegate.
Yep.
Yeah. What's his name's name? It was a longer name.
The newscaster or the sportscaster? Is that who you're thinking of?
No. He was in the Walk the Line parody too.
Oh, he played Wreck-It Ralph.
He's got one of the. He's an initialer. He's something.
I can't remember.
Cause
J.K. Rowling.
First, I said Philip Seymour. No.
No.
Who did I say first? I almost called him Paul F. Tompkins.
No.
Which is be weird.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Not quite. Okay. Yep. So
I don't know.
Boondock
Saints. Oh well. So at this point, Adam has 16. Dave has 11. Mayan has 1.
Still on the board, Adam.
Still on the board. And now...
No negative points so far.
Yeah, true.
Interesting.
Elijah Wood movie.
Bob.
Oh.
Dave.
Tron Uprising.
Movie.
Oh. Zip. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Movie.
Moo.
Mariana.
Tom and Huck.
Wow. Good lord.
There you go.
And I will say cast.
Moo.
My.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Damn it.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Lion King.
Cast.
Moo.
My.
James Earl Jones.
Movie.
Zip. Bye.
Adam.
Star Wars A New Hope.
Episode Movie. 4.
Zip.
Adam.
The Sandlot.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Field of Dreams.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Kevin Costner.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Movie.
Why couldn't you have said cast?
Bob.
Dave.
Waterworld.
There it was. Movie. Because who else was in that?
Oh, what did I just see him in?
Five. He was in The Postman.
I was gonna say The Rookie.
That's a good one. He was in something recently that I saw though.
Mm-hmm.
Bugger. Oh well.
I got more points this round.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Way to go.
And following that line of where that one was going, I will say Matthew Broderick movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
The Producers.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Godzilla.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Inspector Gadget.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Movie. If I was
Bob.
Yep.
War Games.
Yep. I'm waiting for one where I can say cast, I swear. But movie.
I'm running out.
Matthew Broderick. What else has he been in? TV shows count too.
Yeah.
The Bob.
Yeah.
The Tony Awards. He was on it.
Previous iterations of the game have excluded...
Award shows since they don't appear on IMDb.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just trying to get it to cast because everybody was on that fucking show.
Yeah.
I feel like this one may have just kind of petered out on its own.
Yeah.
I tried.
Sorry, Matthew Broderick. You'll always
I went
be
as
Ferris.
Far back as I could, Matt. I'm sorry.
You'll always be Ferris to me.
Okay. Here's a way that we can go with this. Robin Williams movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Toys.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Fern Gully.
Movie.
Moo.
My.
Aladdin.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Pierce Brosnan.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
Sally Field.
Movie.
Bop.
Dave.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Movie.
Oh. Fuck.
That's not your buzzard sound, Dave.
That's my alarm
Sally
sound.
Sally Field. Buzz.
Okay.
Lincoln, Forrest Gump,
You know,
Brothers and Sisters.
All those adult movies.
Sybil.
Still an adult movie, dude.
That, well, that's a weird pair.
Not like Brown Chicken, Brown Cow adult movie, but just...
Grown-up movies.
For grown-ups, yes.
Well, she was in other things, as I recall.
She was a mom in like
Lincoln was the one I was really just thinking of, though. All right, so at this point, Adam has 25. Dave has 22, and Mai has 5.
Yes!
Way to go.
How are... Just want to make sure. Oh, I looked at the game, and they're tied. So,
bugger.
Oops.
Shouldn't have looked at the game.
Exactly.
Come on, twins.
Come on, twins. I wanted to do a baseball one, but I couldn't think of enough. Oh, okay. Well, we'll do this. We'll do Angels in the Outfield cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Christopher Lloyd.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
Danny Glover.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Lethal Weapon.
Cast.
Bob.
That was Dave.
Mel Gibson.
Movie.
Moo.
Mayanna.
The Patriot.
Movie.
Bop. Zip.
Call it Dave.
Heath Ledger.
Movie, hun.
Movie.
Oh, movie. Ha ha. Sorry.
So that's a no.
Of.
No, you're some, out.
Okay.
Zip, 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 zip.
Yep.
Braveheart.
Movie.
Bop.
Dave.
Why did I just. Pocahontas.
Movie.
Moo.
Mayanna.
Gladiator.
Wah, wah.
Wanana.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. It's Dave, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Damn it.
He was not.
Damn it. Oh, that was that other guy.
That was Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
I didn't want to say his name in case it came up, but yes.
No, no, yeah, it's... A wanana is kind of... Is a stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, at this point...
I remembered it was a W. Don't give me that.
It was good enough.
Yeah.
It was good enough for the... For the shenanigans sound.
Yes.
Wah, wah.
Lollapalooza. Bum, 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 bum. I wasn't like, Lollapalooza.
Yeah. But it's...
no yodels.
So at this point, it is... Adam has 27. Yep, 27. Mm. Dave has 27.
Oh.
Come back. Maya has 6.
Woo!
Nice. You almost had 7, but...
But not.
Things happened. Okay, so... Mark Wahlberg movie.
Bop, 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 bop.
That too.
Hey, I got like 5 in there, okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay, R2-D2.
The Departed.
Cast.
Zip
up. Damn it.
Adam.
Matt Damon.
That's the first time that's been said that it wasn't the way that...
it
was the first. It was the first.
In the entire in the history run of this podcast.
Yeah, it's just like, oh my God, you're right. Movie.
Moo.
Mayanna.
Good Will Hunting.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
Robin Williams.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
Ben Affleck.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
The Town.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Geely.
Cast.
Zip.
Adam.
Jennifer Lopez.
Movie.
Moo.
Mayanna.
So embarrassed.
The Wedding Planner.
Cast.
Moo.
Mayanna.
Owen Wilson.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam. Yeah, you.
That was me.
It was you.
Shanghai Noon.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Interns.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
Vince Vaughn.
Movie.
Bob.
Zip.
Dave.
Swingers.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
John Favreau.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
Iron Man.
Cast.
Zip.
Bob. Adam.
Robert Downey Jr.
Cast.
Moo.
Zip.
That was my.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Cast.
Bop.
Dave.
Damn it. Don Cheadle.
You're thinking of
Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2 and 3.
Okay.
Don Cheadle wasn't in the first Iron Man.
It was the guy who was in August Rush.
The guy who is...
Terrence Howard.
Yep.
Okay. Looks like Cuba Gooding Jr., but isn't Cuba Gooding Jr.
He pulls off a better mustache.
That's true.
I got points again.
You did?
Yeah, you
good
did.
Job.
So at this point, Adam has 33. Dave has 35.
Ooh.
And Maya has 10.
Double digits. High five.
I'm going to check again, see how we're doing well still. Let's do Drew Barrymore movie.
Bob.
That's Dave.
51st Dates.
Cast.
Bob. Zip.
Dave.
Adam Sandler.
I will say, yeah, movie.
Zip.
Adam.
The Waterboy.
Movie.
Moo.
Bob. Oh.
My.
This is Adam Sandler, correct?
Yeah.
Click.
Dead.
Movie.
Bob. I'm still on Adam Sandler, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Movie.
Punch Drunk Love.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Little Nicky.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
Rob Schneider.
Of course.
Movie.
Zip.
Bob.
Adam.
Big Daddy.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
The Animal.
Movie.
Bob.
Dave.
All right. Give me 1 second.
Too many Rob Schneider movies.
Yeah. Okay, movie for Rob Schneider?
Still.
Okay. Billy Madison.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo.
Movie. I'm going somewhere with this. I'm still just looking for it.
Oh, Bob.
I'm not sure where you're going
yep.
with this.
Grandma's Boy.
Cast, I guess.
I don't know anyone else.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to kill it because no one was saying Saturday Night Live.
I suppose so.
Or the hot chick to get us to Rachel McAdams. I saw a bridge there, and I wanted to take it, but wasn't going on. All right, so I think we have time for one more blast. So to give one more score update before the end, Adam, you have 37. Dave has 30. No, wait. It's 44.
Sweet.
And mine has
Rob
11. 11.
Damn.
Okay, so somebody to start with. Okay. Trying to think of something manageable and knowledgeable. Okay. William Shatner movie.
Zip. Who was it?
I'm going to say Zip.
Okay.
Star Trek, the TV show.
Cast.
Zip. Leonard
Adam.
Nimoy.
Movie.
Moo.
Myanna.
Star Trek. The one that came out, not the newest one, but the one before that, that I believe was just called Star Trek.
Cast.
Bob.
Dave.
Chris Pine.
Movie.
Zip.
Adam.
Red Dawn.
I feel bad for going down this way because I was thinking of somebody else. So, movie. If he's got anything else up his sleeve that... Oh, yep, there we go.
Five.
He was in that stupid-looking rom-com recently with...
He also
Reese Witherspoon.
He was also
or somebody.
He just voiced someone in an animated feature too.
Oh,
and I can't remember for the life of me because it was one of those where it's like,
oh, he was in Epic.
The animated Pixar one
was Epic.
Yeah, but no, he was also in another one. That wasn't the Croods. What was it? Damn.
It was Rise of the Guardians.
There we go.
And
he was Jack Frost, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was also in This Means War, which was one I was thinking of. And An Inconvenient Truth? No, Inconvenient Head.
Never mind. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Michael Moore!
Oh, he was on Smoking Aces. I did not know that.
Who was he in Smoking Aces?
That's a good question.
Was he one of the sob guys? Like crazy rednecks with the chainsaws and the shotguns?
That's what I'm wondering. Because I don't think you'd really know by looking at him. Unless he was just like generic FBI...
Agent 22.
Oh, he was one of the Tremors.
Was he?
He Fantastic. Was one of the Tremors. He was a Nazi. Nice. And I think that's a great fact on which to end the show.
Yes, indeed.
With
or at least end the game.
Yes. So, with this, Myanna came in third place with 12.
Way to go. Stayed in double digits.
Yay! Yeah.
And then Adam came in second with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 even. And Dave came in first place with 40. Yeah, 5, 10, 15, 20,
25, 30, 35,
40.
43
points.
Woo! 43,
nice. Score. Yes. That's almost half of this episode number.
Yeah, very, yes.
One way to look at things. So Dave, as our winner today... do you have anything to plug that's going Friday thereafter?
Not extremely. Keep your eyes peeled to the Mindwave Comics social media outlets, such as Mindwave Comics on Twitter or the Mindwave Comics fan page on Facebook. We'll have some exciting news coming forward from our Kickstarter campaign that's going to be starting up by the end of the year. For you young'uns listening, or you awesome parents that are listening, keep track of the youth programs going on at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design. I currently am teaching a course called In a Single Bound Comic Book Creation for 10 to 14-year-olds. So keep your eye out for a lot of awesome programs like that, because your kid could be my student, and that'd be awesome. So, lots of comic book awesomeness.
And then social media?
Follow me on Twitter at Dave Wheeler, DaveWheeler, or follow the company at Mindwave Comics, MindwaveComics, to keep up to date with all your awesome comic book needs.
Woo! Mai, how about you?
I don't have anything personally to plug, but Fringe Festival is currently seeking volunteers, so if you want to get involved with some awesome people creating awesome live entertainment extravaganzas this summer, hit them up. They're looking for all roles for volunteers.
Cool.
I'm sure you can find it by Google. Minnesota Fringe Festival.
Woo. And then you're on social media.
I am on social media. Easiest one to find is Twitter, which is T, the number 4, M, T number 4 Y. Way around.
T4Y, T4M.
I've only had this one for years.
It's like, holy shit, how'd you get that wrong?
Lots of thinking.
She was looking at a mirror while she was saying it.
Yes. Inverse.
But that's a T.
That's what did it.
Adam, how about you?
Well, first of all, I would like to say congratulations to my two wonderful friends who are getting married this weekend. Dr. Andy Gisselson and Dr. Melissa Monks, soon to be Melissa Gisselson. And, looking forward to the wedding this weekend. And this week's video picks are going to be excellent. My number one pick for this week is this awesome video I found of this guy who does a cappella covers of video game music. And it's not... it's I've seen other videos that are similar to this, but this guy does it better. Like, way better. Faithful recreations with a lot of character and just awesome. So I'll post the best one, but there are a lot of really amazing videos on his page. And you can follow me on Twitter, ADAMERDMANN, and you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last.fm, with my handle there being Adman7. And that is all I have for now. Convergence is coming up in a couple weeks. I guess I'll throw in a plug for that. That's going to be fun. I'm going to be participating in a costume contest there. A few members of the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
Can I get a huzzah?
There sorry, we go. Sorry. I was enticed by Chris Pine's IMDb page.
There we go. Cool. Did you find out that he wasn't actually in Red Dawn? Because I totally got a free point for that.
Yeah, I kind of...
there was another one where I think you just said you said Owen Wilson for...
The Wedding Planner?
Yeah, that was Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm ashamed for knowing that.
This costume contest, Dana Baird and Lindsay Lesher have been making costumes from Blackadder 2.
Oh, cool.
That a small group of us are going to be wearing and performing in. And I'm going to be Percy, and
of course
I got to try on my doublet over the weekend at Reveler Camp just this past weekend, and it is so cool and incredibly detailed. So, yeah, plugging that. Convergence, gonna be fun. Dan, what do you have?
Well, you can follow Adam on Twitter.
He already did that.
You did that?
Yeah.
I thought you always did it. I was so entranced.
You were on Chris Pine.
And I was so he spelled his name correctly very fast.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, I don't have anything okay. Actually, I have something to plug that I recommend to everyone, which is the Sparks Nevada storyline of Thrilling Adventure Hour, which is a podcast put out by Nerdist.
Ooh.
And it's really funny. Yes?
Sorry, in addition to that, Thrilling Adventure Hour is actually getting a graphic novel produced by Arkea Entertainment that is set to debut at San Diego Comic-Con this July.
Woo!
Sorry. Adventure Hour just... Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah. It's awesome.
It's really funny. Sparks Nevada is a great storyline. There is a mess of episodes out for that, and it does kind of link up, even though it's interspliced with a couple other storylines that are going on for other great radio shows. It's really funny. Check it out. Thrilling Adventure Hour, specifically the Sparks Nevada storyline. Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, and then I'm also taking advantage of Audible's 30 free days, and I've already burned through like a third of the book that I'm getting for free that I would have paid $30-something dollars for the audiobook. So if you want to get an audiobook and you don't want to pay for it, sign up for Audible.
Nice.
Cool.
Other than that, Dan L. Whalen on Twitter, WHELAN. So thank you very much for joining us for episode 88, My and Dave.
Woo!
Bye!
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
It's not time for bye-byes.
Oh!
Yet. Almost.
Oh. Unless it's bedtime, then it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always almost another school night. But yeah. Oh, and we have some fun guests lined up for the next few weeks, actually, so things to look forward to.
Yes, stay tuned.
Now it's the bye part.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.